Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Washington County 4-H and Youth Coordinator Amy Green for National Volunteer Week. This week is National Volunteer Week, and one area program that relies heavily on volunteer hours is 4-H. Can you share some of the different ways that people are able to volunteer with 4-H here in Washington County?
You bet. I think one of the most common known 4-H volunteer duties is some of our volunteers who serve as the 4-H club leaders or the Clover Kid leaders. And these individuals work with our kids on kind of a long-term situation. Every month they would get together with their particular club and coordinate activities for them, and they see them every single month and are that constant kind of long-term connection for kids. And those are club leaders. Some of them have been doing it for 40 years and some of them have been doing it for 4 months, and so there's a wide range of experience and people leading those kids and interacting with them all across the county. But other opportunities that we have that I think are sometimes missed but are equally important are adults who have a special hobby or skill set that they're able to teach our 4-H'ers. And so we have some volunteers who help us twice a year leading a sewing workshop, for example, and they would potentially lead that workshop or also just be a one-on-one partner with an individual, a child who's learning to sew, for example. We have had some workshops where, you know, they're learning about welding or they're learning about robots or whatever the expertise might be. You know, those are opportunities for volunteers to work with us once or twice a year in planning that activity and then and being a part of it. We have a lot of volunteers who assist with some of our big day events, and so they're always a part of those. Our pancake breakfast, for example, that's going to be April 28th. It's coming up. We have some people who every year we take tickets at that, or every year they work at the grill for the pancakes, that type of thing. And so sometimes that's just a one-time situation, but they love doing that particular activity for us. And then we also have some volunteers who help kind of in a short-term capacity, but also a specialized area. For example, we have some STEM clubs, after-school STEM clubs for young kids going on, and so we may work with that volunteer for a month. Every Tuesday after school, they're there working with kids and sharing some of their knowledge and excitement for STEM. We work with them for a month, and then we might not see them again for another 6 months, and then they do it again. And so there's a lot of levels of involvement and time. You know, we have a bunch of volunteers who consistently and by tradition and have forever helped at the county fair, and that might be the only time of year we see them, but it's such a fun time when kids are showcasing what they've been doing all year, and so they enjoy seeing the kids get to share that mastery, and they also enjoy getting to be with all of the families gathered and doing that together. So we have a huge crew of volunteers who assist in that way as well.
And talking about the fair, are students getting ready with projects now?
They should be. They should be. I do know that we have a lot of kids who have been a part of some of our workshops, and they've been turning those into projects. We have some kids who have been doing some things at schools that have spurred their interest to do that a little bit more, do something a little bit different for projects. A lot of our livestock kids have already started. They have those. Some of those have been going since September, potentially. So, yes, the kids are getting busy, and as they continue to get closer to the end of school, their minds are thinking about that more and more.
And to give people a sense of how many volunteers it takes to run 4-H here, how many clubs or how many 4-H and Clover Kid members are there locally?
For actual kids and membership this year, 4th through 12th grade, which is the 4-H program, it has 396 4-H'ers involved. And our Clover Kid program, which is kindergarten through third grade, we have 162 Clover Kids, I think. So putting that together, it's a lot of kids, kindergarten through 12th graders that we get to work with on a regular basis. And so that takes a lot of volunteers for sure.
And is there anything that you would like to say to those volunteers, whether they're club leaders or they're every year at the fair?
You know, we really can only do what we do because we have volunteers. And so we're very thankful for those volunteers for the time, whether it's the once a year or it's the every week they're touching base with their 4-H'ers about something, the way that they care for our kids and inspire them and support them in all areas of their life, not just 4-H, is definitely recognized and appreciated, and they really are making a difference. So we encourage them to keep at it and keep connecting with those kids, and it's fun to see them be proud of their 4-H'ers. You know, they become a family and they become good supporters of them. So they enjoy seeing the kids be successful. And so I just encourage them to keep doing that and enjoying them. And we appreciate all of their time for sure.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County 4-H and Youth Coordinator Amy Green. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.